part of our Islam is also that our aqaid, our fundamental beliefs are corrected. So very briefly we will discuss the aspects of aqaid that need to be corrected. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkhulu fi silmi kaffah. O people of Iman, enter fully into Islam. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, for verily he is an open enemy to you. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. This includes our aqaid, our fundamental beliefs have to be corrected, our ibadat, our formal acts of worship have to be corrected, our mu'amalat, our business transactions, these have to be corrected, mu'asharat, social etiquette, how we deal with other people, and akhlaq, that is character. When all of these things are found within a person, his Islam will then be complete. Righteous deeds are only accepted to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if Iman is present. If a person has Iman, then our amal are accepted in the court of Allah. Without correct beliefs, righteous deeds are not accepted for reward in the year after. Quran Allah ta'ala says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Regarding the kuffar, that we will then turn our attention towards the action that the kuffar carried out in the dunya. They also do good in this world, but all the actions would be like scattered dust on the day of Qiyamah. So the good that they do in this world, they get the reward in this world. Either they have good looks, or either Allah Ta'ala gives them wealth in this dunya, or Allah Ta'ala gives them good health in this dunya. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Their beliefs are those which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught to the Sahaba. And all of them remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference. Later on, people introduced new beliefs and divided into many factions and groups. Nevertheless, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah remained staunch on the beliefs of the Sahaba and did not devise their own belief structure. These are the same beliefs found in the Quran and Ahadith. These basic beliefs are, number one, belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that a person has to believe in the existence of Allah, as well as Allah Ta'ala being unique in His being, qualities and actions. Number two, belief in the angels, that we believe that these angels are created from light and they conceal from our gazes. They do not eat, they do not drink, they are free from urinating and defecating, and they have been entrusted with many, many duties. They never do anything contrary to the command of Allah. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do not disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in what Allah Ta'ala has commanded them, and they do exactly what they have been commanded. Number three, believe in the divine kitab, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sent down many divine scriptures and booklets from the heavens via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so that they could convey to the people the divine commands. The four famous kitabs are the Zabur, which was given to Dawud alayhi salam, the Torah to Musa alayhi salam, the Injil to Isa alayhi salam, and the Quran Sharif to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Number four, believe in the messengers of Allah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the pure and chaste servants of Allah Ta'ala, who was sent by Allah Ta'ala to guide His servants, so that the creation be brought closer to Allah Ta'ala and onto the straight path, and they be saved from deviation. Number five, belief in the last day, that the world is going to come to an end, and finally there will be Qiyamah. Number six, belief in Taqdeer, that every aspect in our life has been predestined by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever is to take place. Number seven, belief in the year after, that a person has to believe that there is life in the Qabr, there is hisab, kitab, a person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, there's Jannat and there's Jahannam. Besides these beliefs, one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding every one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Quran. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. And finally, mocking any part of Islam and having doubt and denying the basic beliefs on Islam renders a person out of the fold of Islam. It is of utmost importance that a person learns and corrects his beliefs. He should consult the ulama and study the authentic literature on this subject. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us with iman. May Allah ta'ala take us with iman and resurrect us with iman on the day of Qiyamah.